Weekend Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
My name's Angie Scholes, and I'm joined by the head of SME, Nesta de Jong, and we'll be talking about equipping Namibia's entrepreneurs to win. Welcome, Nesta.
No, thank you, Angie. I'm quite excited to be here. Thank you.
With youth unemployment and the need for inclusive growth topping the national agenda, how do you see SMEs transforming Namibia's economic landscape?
So, as you know, Angie, SMEs are the backbone of the economy. So we need to basically empower their growth so that they'll be able to then absorb more employment and better job creation and ultimately contribute then to the GDP of the country. So they would solve community efforts.
FNB Namibia has been called a longtime champion of SMEs. What has shaped your institution's strategy over the years?
So what we've ideally seen is then the social economic challenges are becoming quite more deeper or impactful. So, and the only way we can solve for that is through entrepreneurship. It's through basically empowering the spirit of entrepreneurship we can solve for community challenges.
So, Nesta, maybe you could tell us, how has the SME Virtual Banking Hub improved access for entrepreneurs in rural or underserved areas?
So the FNB SME Virtual Hub is still quite in early stages of its development. So ideally, what we want to do is a concept whereby you work hard, we help you. Taking for interest sake, a solopreneur that's busy with a cooker shop business, that person doesn't have any employees. So it saves you the opportunity cost of having to go to a branch by just calling. And by calling the virtual app, you get a 360 solution. Whether it's credit affordability, we will be able to check for you real time, whether it's than any other banking needs, but predominantly it solves for virtual relationship management without you having to go into a branch.
Then, Nesta, beyond financial services, how is FNB helping SMEs build real sustainable capacity?
So what we've realized is, as a bank, we can only do as much as we can from a banking perspective. But what we've ideally done strategically is through ecosystem collaboration to also diversify, not just focus centrally on SMEs. So in partnership with B2Gold in Otavi, for instance, like, we have then through that collaboration empowered SMEs in Otavi basically to upskill their business from a startup to existing business to that growth phase. But essentially is that alone we can't do it. We can only do it through partnership in the ecosystem where there's synergies, we jump onto the bandwagon and then together we provide that support to all SMEs.
Can you speak about FNB's shift towards an ecosystem-focused approach for SME banking?
We have identified that alone we can't do it. It will take a community that to uplift all SMEs. So therefore, we have reached out to a lot of key stakeholders, ideally this year, to basically then combine our muscles to uplift SMEs. And we've done quite significantly well in this area. One of the key initiatives that I'm quite passionate about is the Business Summit that we are hosting in collaboration with City of Windhoek and the Business Summit organizers. So those are some of the key fruits that are coming from this collaborations then.
Let's talk a bit about partnerships and regional impact. FNB has several regional collaborations from Otavi to Ranyamund. Why is it important to tailor support to local economic context?
So no, thank you for that, Angie. So quite ideally, Angie, what we've realized is that SMEs in the smaller towns basically need more support. Because here in Windhoek, it's quite easy. Windhoek is quite a bit centralized, so it's a capital. So here you can just reach out to a consultant that can assist your business with everything. But smaller towns are a bit disadvantaged because not all those services are available there. So through this collaboration, you'll be able to reach those SMEs in the smaller towns through the ecosystem players and that are based there, you can identify what's the needs of SMEs there. And then basically, in terms of those needs, provide the resources as FNB to say that, but listen, let's rather than do this, what do you guys need in terms of support from a banking perspective? And through that, we'll be able to provide the support to scale up their operations to empower SMEs in decentralized towns.
In what ways can public-private partnerships accelerate the creation of jobs and reduce youth unemployment?
Alone also, Angie. So I'm quite a keen fan that alone one can't do it. But together we can do wonders. And with that said, is that the government alone won't be able to achieve these objectives. It will take the whole entire community of Namibia then basically to achieve this ultimate goal. So this partnerships basically is what pulls us together, private sector and public sector. And together, if we are pulled together, then we'll be able to pull our resources and make a bigger impact.
Yeah. So what role should SMEs play in addressing Namibia's income inequality and regional economic disparities?
So the role that SMEs would play then in terms of that is then being an entrepreneur, not an SME, I don't want to use the concept being an entrepreneur, basically equalizes that concept. Because the more you sell, the more income you generate. But if one is reliant just on employment, it becomes a bit difficult. But if you are selling, there's no limitations to entrepreneurship. The more you sell, the more you earn ultimately. And the key focus is for F&Bs and basically how do we empower you of the business acumen to be able to generate more sales, use AI to your advantage. And there's where our focus is. Because if we give people entrepreneurship, we teach them how to fish.
With over 40,000 SMEs employing 200,000 people, how critical is this sector in terms of GDP contribution and long-term economic stability?
So SMEs play quite a critical role in terms of contribution towards the GDP. Because ideally, the majority of the businesses fall within the SME space. And every SME employs one or two people. But ideally, what's for me quite significant is that every SME feeds how many community members. That's quite key. And with that said, is then also, you get those, and I hear a lot of profound stories about entrepreneurs that saying they have to sell to feed their family. And while they are busy selling, they're selling for a purpose. And when they're selling for a purpose, they're solving for the community. And that's ultimately a purpose bigger than all of us. That's a purpose that will also coincidentally then contribute towards the GDP of the economy at the end of the day also.
How can Namibia ensure that SMEs are not just supported, but scaled to become globally competitive?
So quite key is, I'll go back to our earlier points that we've mentioned, only collaboration. Well, all the ecosystem players together with government policy development come together. And we pull together all our resources in one direction. And the ultimate objective for all of us should be mutual, to say, let's uplift SMEs. Let's provide them support. Let's walk this journey with them from the startup until their business is quite mature. So that's the type of support we need to provide as Namibia, so that we'll be able to provide that resilience, that hope for SMEs to create a better economy.
Nesta, just a last question. How can regional innovation hubs be used to decentralize Namibia's economic activity?
So the beauty about innovation hubs is that what I love about them is they basically empower SMEs. They empower entrepreneurs, and they empower them. They make them future ready, future fit. In terms of AI, how do they use AI to their advantage? I've visited one that did quite keen. It was the MTC in partnership with NAS.
Yeah.
They basically train people on content creation. So those are the future value propositions for any entrepreneur that you need to upscale your business. So to take that to every region would solve a lot of problems for SMEs. It will basically empower every person in a region that wants to be an entrepreneur.
I know I said last question, but yes. I promise last question. How can Namibia ensure that the current momentum around SMEs is sustained across political and economic cycles?
So what's quite key is then what I profoundly believe, and for me personally, is that we should have the passion. We should have the passion to really want to empower SME development and growth. If we don't have that passion, then we'll give up on SMEs. So ultimately, if we have that passion, that drive to really make it our calling as those in prominent positions, as those in leadership positions, to basically uplift people through entrepreneurship, giving them hope and purpose, then we'll be able to achieve that.
Nestor, thank you so much. It was lovely having you.
Thank you too. And thank you to the listeners for listening.
The Lead Story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.